们这个的敬拜。我们开始之前，我们一起低头祷告。真是被天父，真是感谢你，满心的感谢你，让我们有生命气息回到你家里面敬拜你。主啊，你真是爱我们的神，你差派你的独生儿子来到这个世界上，为了担当我们的罪的缘故，钉死十字架上面。也都真是你不单止是为我们而钉死，你是胜过死亡的神，你真是三天之后复活，让我们有得救的盼望。主啊，就是满心满心的感谢你，就让我们怀着这个心智去敬拜你。主啊，因为你是值得给我们高举去敬拜。主啊，真是将一切荣耀颂赞都归给你，奉主名求。
Amen。
在美丽的圣殿，近近已干燥为藏，耶稣来是为你我尽生命舍，救赎大爱，这爱直穿到万代，救赎大爱，这爱无穷无限，我灵歌唱，直唱到千万千代，我无复敬拜，至高无比的爱，来自至高至爱父神。降到世上无人知，有信人于是是有自受我主，迷失中主将我寻着，是大爱改变了我，承认孩耶稣是我生命的主，救赎大爱，这爱直穿到万代，救赎大爱，这爱无穷无限，我灵歌唱，直唱到千万年代，我俯伏敬拜，至高无比的爱。
让我们一同的起立去敬拜我们这一位的真神。
主啊，我神，我每逢举目观看你受所造一切奇妙大功，看见圣兽，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大功遍满了宇宙中，我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！我灵歌唱，赞美救主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！当我想到曾经献差他儿子，降世赦免，我几乎不领会。主在十架，甘愿背我的重担，流血舍身， 为要赦免我罪，我灵歌唱赞美到主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！我灵歌唱赞美到主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！当主再来，欢呼声响彻天空，何等喜乐，主接我回天家。我要跪下，谦恭地崇拜敬奉，并要颂扬神啊，你真伟大！我灵歌唱赞美到主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！我灵歌唱赞美到主我神，你真伟大，何等伟大！耶稣，圣洁公义救主，彰显神的智慧能力。你的爱是何等长阔高深，满有丰富无穷的恩典。耶稣，权柄统管万有，配得永耀尊贵颂赞。我以心灵诚实尽情敬拜，坐在宝座上深爱我的主，举起我的手来敬拜你，用生命来回应你的爱。和我的主，让我单单在乎你，尽情地敬拜你。耶稣，圣洁公义救主，彰显神的智慧能力。你的爱是何等长阔高深，满有丰富无穷的恩典。耶稣，权柄统管万有，配得永耀尊贵颂赞。我以心灵诚实尽情敬拜，坐在宝座上深爱我的主，举起我的手来敬拜你，用生命来回应你的爱。和我的主，让我单单在乎你，尽情地敬拜你。举起我的手来敬拜你，用生命来回应你的爱。和我的主，让我单单在乎你，尽情地敬拜你。他是神， 他是神。基督已从死里复活，他是神。万实都归拜，万后都承认，基督耶稣是神。他是神，他是神。基督已从死里复活，他是神。万实都归拜，万后都承认，耶稣是神。你是神，你是神。基督已从死里复活，你是神。万实当归拜，万后当承认，基督耶稣是神。
大家请坐。
天父，你是大得大有能力，我们应该称赞你。
So great a salvation.
你给我们的恩典是何等浩大。
And so great a price that Christ paid for us.
耶稣基督你所付上的代价是大得无比。
Father, as we come before you, we continue to pray, Father, that you would show us your ways.
天父，我们来到你的面前，求你指示我们前面所当行的道路。
Your ways are great and your ways are glorious.
你的道路是大的，你的道路是荣耀的。
Father, we pray that we would be open to your instruction.
主，求你让我们能够明白你的话语。
We pray that we'd be open to even learning, quite differently.
主，让我们有新鲜的一个学习。
Father, we know to be low is to be high.
主啊，我们知道我们卑微的时候，你就会把我们升高。
To give is to receive.
我们施出去，我们就能够从你那里得着力量。
And to bear the cross is to wear the crown.
我们能够付上代价的时候，你就赐给我们有冠冕。
Continue to help us to learn.
求你继续咁俾我哋学习呢啲个功课。
Father, as we come together as a church, we are mindful for the Ecuador missions team and their arrival back today.
主啊，我哋纪念咗去厄瓜多尔嘅短宣队伍，佢哋今日会回家。
We trust the work that was done to build up the church and to evangelize the lost.
多谢你在那里有建立嗰度嘅教会，亦都能够使到失丧嘅灵魂能够回到你嘅家里边。
Father, we're also mindful to pray for our young people too.
主，我哋亦都为着我哋嗰啲年轻嘅人而祈祷。
And we pray, Father, for even today's service in the second hour, the Youth Sunday. We pray, Lord, that you would use our young people to speak to us.
今日我哋第二堂嘅时候有年轻人佢哋带领聚会，求你亦都让呢啲年轻人嘅话语能够让我哋明白你。
And we also pray, Father, for their youth camps and.Pray, Lord, that you would minister to them accordingly.
主，我哋亦都为着在夏令营嘅年轻人而祈祷，求你让佢哋认识你。
Father, we're mindful also to pray for Pastor Adrian, and we trust for his journeys.
主，我哋亦都为着林牧师而祷告，因为佢而家系回家嘅路程。
And continue to ask Father for guidance in his life.
让你继续嘅带领佢前面嘅道路。
And Father, for those who are weak, we ask that you would strengthen them.
主啊，我哋当中如果系有软弱嘅，求你亲自嘅刚强佢哋。
Those who are ill, we ask that you would heal them.
我哋中间有疾病嘅，求你医治佢哋。
And those who are anxious, we ask that you would grant them peace.
我哋如果中间有忧虑嘅，求你赐俾佢哋有平安。
Minister to us now, Father, as we open up your word.
求你将今天话语打开俾我哋睇。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22.
今日我哋嘅经文就喺彼得前书第三章十八至到廿二节。
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, and Ron, let's go ahead and read it.
彼得前书第三章十八节至廿二节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的， 为要引我们到神那里。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵说，他是复活了。他藉着这灵曾去传道给那些在监牢里的聆听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不顺从的人。当时进入方舟藉着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在藉着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。求主自己祝福他自己的话语。
Since 1937, there was a baseball team in Chicago that would have this tradition.
在1937年开始，我都未出世，在芝加哥有队棒球队呢，就有一个这样的传统。
They would raise the flag that has the letter W after every home win.
他们每一次赢了个球赛的时候呢，他们就会将一个 W 那个旗升起来。
And some would refer this as flying the W, that is flying the wins or flying the victories.
所以呢，他们就有这句说话，就是说要飞那个 W 那个字，就是因为他们得胜了。
And of course, a couple of years ago, this particular baseball team raised it on the very last day of the season because they won the championship.
当然在几年前呢，他们最后那一次，因为他们在整个季节里面赢了的时候，他们就可以高举他那个旗。
Brothers and sisters, just to let you know, there are plenty of W's here in this scriptural passage.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所读这段的经文，在英文里面有很多个 W 这个字在这里。
In other words, there are many victories that we find here in Scripture.
因为在经文里面，我们看见有很多神已经得胜的地方。
You need to know that there is victory in Jesus.
你要知道，在耶稣基督里面，你就有得胜了。
There is triumph in Christ's suffering.
在主耶稣基督的受苦里面，有得胜的机会。
The greatest humiliation became the greatest victory.
最大的羞耻成为神最大的胜利。
The darkest moment became the glorious moment.
最黑暗嗰个情况变成最光荣嘅情况。
The greatest tragedy became the greatest triumph.
最大嗰个失败成为最大嗰个胜利。
The very worst thing that could happen to any individual became the very best thing that could happen for everybody.
喺一个人最唔能够忍受、最能够失败嗰个地方，变成天下得胜嘅地方。
When Jesus suffered the most, he accomplished the most.
耶稣基督受最大的苦楚的时候，他能够得胜一切。
Scripture tells us that he bore the sins of the world, taking the wrath that was meant for us.
经文里面讲话，耶稣基督担当我们一切所当的罪。
Scripture also says this is Jesus who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf.
圣经文也讲到话，耶稣本来是无罪的，但是他为我们担当一切的罪恶。
This is the victory. This is the triumph.
这个就是我们所可以经历的那个得胜。
Peter emphasized, this is not simply just a great truth, but it's a great inspiration for us all.
彼得给我们知道，这不是一个单单的真理，但是给我们一个提醒，一个鼓舞，让我们能够得胜一切。
When we travel the rough roads, these are great reminders for us to be inspired, to keep on going.
当我们行走一个崎岖的道路的时候，我们靠着这段经文的时候，我们就能够有这个勇气继续的前行。
No matter if we're teased about our faith or even tested about our faith, these truths should inspire us.
无论你是被人取笑，无论你是被人挑战，这些真理能够使到我们有鼓舞。
As you know, in the context of 1 Peter, the believers were persecuted.
我们要知道，彼得写这封书信的时候，当时那些弟兄姊妹是非常之垂退的。
Remember the situation was very hostile to them.
因为当时他们所处的境是非常之受敌的。
In other words, where they lived, they got pushed out.
他们所住的地方，他们被人赶走。
And even for some believers, they encountered physical or even verbal persecution.
有些相信主的人，他们不单止被人骂，有阵时仲被人打。
But in passage, Peter is encouraging them that no matter what we encountered, we can be encouraged because of Christ's triumph.
彼得就要劝勉当地的弟兄姊妹说，你不需要惊的。
You can triumph among trials.
你虽然经历这个试炼的时候，你能够胜利。
You could conquer among chaos.
在混乱当中，你能够胜过去。
And you could shine among suffering.
在受苦的当中，你能够发光。
And there's no better example than our Lord Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督的身上，我们就看见这个比喻。
So in this passage, I want to point out three major things right off the bat.
所以在这段经文里面，我有三样东西想给大家看见的。
In verse 18, it says, For Christ also suffered once for sin, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God.
第十八节嗰度讲到，因为耶稣已经一次嘅为罪而受苦，系用义去代替不义，让我哋能够嚟到神嘅面前。
Three major truths right off the bat.
呢度有三个真理俾我哋认识。
First of all, Christ's sin-bearing death is enough.
耶稣基督为罪而代呢个代罪嘅羔羊系足够了。
It is done. It says once and for all.
因为耶稣基督一次受苦，他就可以做完晒。
And if you remember last message, this is the sacrifice of all sacrifice.
这个是最超然的献祭。
This is the ultimate sacrifice, and therefore there is no need for any other sacrifice.
因为有了这个献祭之后，以后就不需要再有献祭了。
The second thing that we understand in this passage is that Christ's sin-bearing death isn't an exchange.
耶稣基督嗰个在受十字架上嘅死系一个交换。
The key passage there, the righteous for the unrighteous.
系用义去代替不义。
The righteous meaning Christ for the unrighteous meaning us.
基督系义人，我哋系不义嘅人。
He took our place.
佢代替咗我哋。
The third thing I want to kind of point out here is that Christ's sin-bearing death is effective.
我要知道耶稣基督嗰个受死系有效嘅。
What did Christ's death accomplish?
耶稣基督嘅死能够成就乜嘢嘢呢
？It accomplished that he would bring us to God in the passage.
呢段经文讲到，我哋将我哋带到神嘅面前。
In other words, he might reconcile us to God.
因为我哋就可以因此与神和好。
Jesus Christ became the bridge.For us to know God.
耶稣基督就成为这条桥带到我们神到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, this is the victory that we share.
弟兄姊妹，这里就是我们在基督里面所分享的德性。
This is the praise that we give to our Lord and our God.
所以我们今天就能够赞美神。
We give thanks for the sin-bearing death of Jesus Christ.
我们为了耶稣基督，他为我们所受罪能够而高兴。
We are mindful to continue to commune with God about this.
我哋就常常纪念到我哋嚟到神面前与神有交通。
This is a victory that we proclaim.
呢个就系我哋要所宣扬嗰个德性。
For today's passage, I want us to really focus on something that's very unusual.
今天我哋又睇呢段经文咧，有些少特别嘅。
Unusual because it takes a little bit of consideration as we read these passages.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们要留心去听。
The second part of verse 18 it says, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
在里面讲到说，在肉体来讲，他被致死，但在灵里面，他已经复活了。
This requires a little bit of thought to think through this.
我们要留心去看一下。
Another passage I want to let us know is verse
22. 还有我们看一下第22节。
When it talks about Christ, who had gone into heaven, is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him.
耶稣基督已经入了一个天堂，他在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，和有能力的，都服从了他。
Keep in mind these two verses as we examine the passage.
我们记住这两句的说话。
Now, I told the music team this morning, this is the second message on this passage that I'm giving.
今天早上咧，当我哋祈祷嘅时候，我同崇拜小组讲，呢段经文我今次系读第二次嘅讲道。
Just to let you know, I actually have three messages on the same passage.
其實我在這段經文當中，我有三篇道可以去講的。
So if you see the same scriptures, it's not like Pastor Glenn is repeating the same thing. I'm emphasizing different points.
你不要想着我只是讀這段經文，我就會重複我講道。其實我有三個重點和大家分享。
Well, let's unpackage. What does it mean, put to death in the flesh?
什麼說在肉體死了？
Well, it's the obvious. Christ died. He was put to death on the cross.
很明顯的，耶穌基督在十字架上已經被釘死。
When Christ was crucified on the cross, where did his body go?
當耶穌基督被釘死的時候，他的身體去了哪裡呢？
Now, those who read the Bible, you know that Scripture tells us his body was prepared and laid in the tomb.
我們看看經文的時候，我們知道耶穌的身體被拿下來，預備好了，就放在墳墓的裏面。
So while his body was placed in the tomb, where did his spirit go?
當他的肉身是放在墳墓裏面，他的靈去了哪裡呢？
And why did we ask that question?
為什麼我們今天問這個問題呢？
Because in the passage it says that he was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
在经文里面说他肉体死了，但是他灵性复活了。
According to the passage, the spirit was alive.
在经文里面告诉我们，他的灵是活的。
We also read in verse 19 that his spirit went and made a proclamation to the spirits now in prison.
第十九节那里说，他已经向着那些在监牢里面的宣告。
So while his physical body was in the tomb, the eternal living Christ went somewhere else.
他的肉体就放在坟墓里面，他的灵是去了别的地方。
Christ's spirit, and this is lack of better terms, enjoyed the privilege or the benefits of being alive.
他的灵是有一个好得胜的好处。
In other words, his spirit was not subject to judgment.
因为他的灵不是被受审判。
His spirit was not subject to eternal death.
他的灵不是永死。
But his spirit was released for God's purposes.
他的灵是因为神给他有得着释放。
So where did he go and what did he do?
那耶稣基督的灵去了哪里呢？
So it says in the passage that he went and proclaimed.
在经文里面说他的灵去宣告。
Now we have to understand this particular word. This word could also mean preach, but it actually means, in this sense, it really means to proclaim.
这个原文呢，这个字可以讲传道，也都可以说去宣告。
The reason why the translator does not want to use preach, because usually when we think of preach, it means to preach the gospel.
因为如果你是用说传道这个字呢，就是说要传福音这样解。
But the emphasis here is to proclaim, that is proclaim the victory.
但是我们今天要知道这个字也可以这样来翻译，说去宣扬出来。
Christ is making a pronouncement of his triumph.
耶稣基督就是宣扬他的得胜。
The word the triumph means that herald, that is to proclaim.
他就宣扬说我已经胜利了。
Now we have to understand back in the day when military commanders would take over a particular territory, they would raise the flag or they would raise their banner.
我们要知道当古代将军如果胜利了一块地的时候，他就会将他的升旗高举。
Because they wanted all the enemies to know that it's like we have the victory.
他要所有的敌人知道我已经大大的得胜了。
We get the same sense.What Christ is doing here.
今天早上我们看见耶稣基督也在宣扬他的大的得胜。
Now in the passage, who did Christ make the proclamation or announcement to?
今天在经文里面，耶稣基督向哪一班人去宣告呢？
In verse 19, it says the spirits.
那些在被困的灵。
Ask yourself the question, who are the spirits?
这些是什么灵呢？
The spirits are the angels.
灵其实就是天使。
Now I told you to remember verse 22.
在22节那里讲到什么呢？
Because verse 22 helps us to understand the previous verses.
22节比我们更清楚在19节那里讲什么。
Remember, it's Christ who's gone into heaven is at the right hand of God.
耶稣基督已经入了天堂，他在神的右边。
And angels, authorities, and powers have been subject to him.
众天使众有权柄的都服从了他。
So every use of the term spirits, unless it's qualified, it gives credence to angelic beings.
讲灵的时候，其实是指示天使。
So in our context, these angelic beings are in prison.
在这段经文里面，我们看见有一班天使是被捆绑的。
So it's safe to assume if these spirits are in prison, it's basically they are bad angelic beings.
如果这班天使是被捆绑的，我们知道这些是坏的天使。
Or simply put, demons.
其实就魔鬼。
Remember the quick lesson on angels.
我们要知道天使是什么东西。
There are good angels and there are bad angels.
有好的天使，有坏的天使。
Remember the bad angels, sometimes we call them fallen angels.
有阵时我哋话，有啲坏嘅天使系堕落嘅天使，亦都有人讲佢哋系鬼类。
So the question is okay, how do they get there?
呢啲鬼类点样入到去地监牢里边呢
？There are two passages. One is found in the book of Jude, verse 6.
有两段嘅经文喺犹大书第六节。
In Jude 6, it says, The angels who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, and he had bound with everlasting chains for the judgment of the great day.
第六节那里讲到，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，神就用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里面，等候大日的审判。
The book of Jude, in verse 6, is telling us exactly what Peter is telling us.
在犹大书第六节那里就让我们知道这班灵是代表堕落的天使。
There are bad angels, there are fallen angels, there are demons that are particularly bound.
堕落的天使就是魔鬼，就是已经被捆绑的。
Now in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 and 5 it says this, For God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment. If he did not spare the ancient...world which when he brought the flood on its godly people but protected Noah, preacher of righteousness and seven others.
在彼得后书第二章四至五节那里讲到，就是天使犯了罪，神亦都没有宽容他们，亦都将他们摆在地狱的里面，交在黑暗的坑里面等候审判。神既然没有宽容上代那个世代，上古的世代，用洪水去淋到那些不敬虔的世代，亦都保护那些全义到挪亚一口一家八口。
So again, the second Peter passage tells us that there are demons, that there are fallen angels that are bound and are waiting judgment.
在彼得后书那里就让我们很清楚看见有一些堕落的天使，神就审判他们，将他们捆绑在地狱的里面。
Now, given the immediate context, it takes us back to Noah's time.
所以让我们呢就翻翻去挪亚那个时代。
So scratch your heads for a minute and think back what was happening during Noah's time.
我们搞一下我们的脑汁，说挪亚的时代是什么事情发生。
Was there more good that was happening here or was there more evil that was happening?
那阵时那个世人啊，究竟是行好定是行坏呢？
If you answered the last, you are correct. There was more evil that was rampant.
你如果话当时系唔好嘅咧，其实真系噶，当时佢罪恶冠盈。
Sin was very rampant among everybody.
罪恶冠盈嗰个地上。
And that is why God had commissioned Noah to build the ark.
所以神就吩咐挪亚去建呢个方舟。
Also during that time, the fallen angels.Overstep their boundaries.
当时那些堕落的天使是超过他们的界限。
Especially how they dealt with people.
尤其是他们怎样去控制人类。
And you're kind of wondering, wait a second, let me think about this.
你说等我再想一想。
When we think about fallen angels, we think about they always disobey.
堕落的天使常常在反叛的。
We know that they are diabolical and they're disobedient.
我们知道他们是满有邪恶，常常都是不顺从。
So given this time, they really overstepped the boundaries.
所以当这段时代呢，他们就超越了他们所有的界限。
They went too far.
他们做太过分了。
And so God punished them and he put them in prison.
所以神就审判他们，将他们摆在监牢里面。
In other words, God bound the demons, and they've been there since the time of Noah, and they were sent there because they overstepped their boundaries.
神喺挪亚嘅时代将呢班堕落嘅天使捆绑咗。
Now Peter doesn't give us a whole lot of details, but he does say that they are bound and they are held captive.
彼得呢度冇俾我哋好多嘅细节，只系让我哋知道呢班灵系被捆绑咗喺监牢里边。
And again, I pointed out in Jude 6 and also in 2 Peter, again it talks about the fallen angels that are bound.
在洛啊猶大書第六節同埋彼得後書嗰度講到話，呢啲天使係被捆綁著。
These fallen angels, these bad angels, these demons are even waiting for a further judgment.
呢啲墮落嘅天使，佢哋將來更有更大嗰個審判。
So now we have to ask the question: Why would Jesus go and herald a triumph of a proclamation to these prison-bound?
咁我哋又翻翻去第十八节嗰度，点解耶稣基督佢死咗之后，佢要向呢班堕落嘅天使、捆绑嘅天使，要宣扬佢嘅德性呢
？Well, we got to remember the adversary.
首先，我哋要明白我哋嘅敌人系边个。
Ever since Satan, became disobedient and fell, he became contentious with God's purposes.
我哋要知道，魔鬼当佢离开咗神之后，佢就常常都要敌挡神。
We see this throughout Scripture.
在经文一段一路，我哋都睇见。
The book of Job tells us the conflict that Satan had with God。
喺约伯书里边，我哋可见睇见啊，撒旦去到神嘅面前去挑战神。
There's other portions of scriptures like the book of Daniel. We know that this war involves the holy angels and the fallen angels。
喺但以理书里边，我哋看见有圣嘅天使，亦都有堕落嘅天使。
Satan knows that he's going to get defeated。
撒旦佢知道佢已经系失败了。
Yet he continues to battle, he continues to fight the purposes and plans of God every step of the way.
就好似话我中国人话死鸡撑饭盖，佢一路呢就要敌挡神。
And the book of Genesis confirms this.
创世纪都让我哋知道。
And if you look out throughout the Old Testament, the enemy is continually pulling up all stops to mess up God's people.And destroy the messianic line.
我哋从旧约里边，我哋睇见魔鬼一路都喺度毁坏神嘅后裔。
Remember in terms of how the enemy attacked the Adam and Eve.
我哋睇见魔鬼点去袭击亚当同夏娃。
It was deception.
用欺骗。
And how did he also attack the messianic line?
佢点样去？毁坏嗰个救主嗰个后裔呢
？Again, it was deception.
用各样嘅欺骗。
So let's fast forward into the New Testament.
我哋又睇下新约里边。
The Gospel account records Satan at work once again. Remember, one of the Gospels starts off with Satan tempting Christ.
有一个福音书讲到，一开始就话魔鬼去试探耶稣。
Again.Satan and his demons always trying to thwart the plans of God.
魔鬼就常常要毁坏神的计划。
Even the plans for Christ to be on the cross.
甚至乎耶稣基督要钉死在十字架上。
They wanted him dead.
魔鬼要将耶稣致死。
And it's not just on the cross.
不单止在十字架上。
They wanted him dead forever.
魔鬼要耶稣是永远的死亡。
So in other words, when Christ was crucified on the cross and was laid to bury, the demonic forces wanted to keep him there.
我哋睇见当耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，放在坟墓里边，个魔鬼嘅全心咧就系话要将神嗰个灵放在坟墓嘅里边。
And so when Jesus came to the cross, the evil forces probably thought, I think we won.
当魔鬼看见耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他们就想着，哇，我们赢了。
And all those demons that were bounded, they're probably anticipating that maybe it's going to be a victory for them.
所以那些被囚的天使，被囚的灵，他们都以为他们得胜了。
So guess what happens when Christ shows up?
耶稣基督出现了。
Victory.
得胜了。
Jesus is victory.
耶稣基督是得胜了。
We need to understand that he is victorious, not only over death, but he's also victorious over demons, over over his adversary.
耶稣基督得胜不单止得胜死亡，他还得胜所有的鬼类。
This is the triumph of Christ.
这个就是耶稣基督的得胜。
In the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 13 to 15.
在哥罗西书后第二章十三节至十五节。
We're very familiar with the first part, but sometimes we forget about the second part.
我哋推前一句呢就好熟悉，好多时候我哋就忽略咗后面嗰一段。
Let me read the first part. It says, And you who are dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all of our trespasses,By canceling out the record of debt that stood against us in its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing to the cross.
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体当中死了。神赦免了你们一切的过犯，叫你们和耶稣基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例所攻击我们，所碍于我们的字句，将它删除，钉在十字架上。既将一切执政的掌权的掳掠就被众人看见，就是藉着这个十字架可以跨胜。
Very simply, we were dead in our sins, but Christ made us alive because what he has done, he canceled out the debt before us.
我们实在是死在罪恶过犯的当中，但因为耶稣的缘故，我们得胜了，有新的生命。
Now the second part.
第二段。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
十五节。
It says, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them.
既将一切执政的掌权的掳掠，就明显被众人看见，就藉着十字架跨胜。
So we can honestly say, at the cross, Christ disarmed all rulers and authorities.
所以在十字架的上面，耶稣就得胜了掌权的执政的人。
Rulers and authority, these are terms for demon and the adversary Satan.
執政的掌權的可以指到是魔鬼和那些惡魔。
At the cross, the demons thought that they were triumphing, but they were wrong.
在十字架上，那些惡魔以為他們已經得勝了，但是他們錯了。
Because Christ took off all their weapons away.
因為神基督將他們一切的武器拿開。
He made it public that he has triumphed over the dead, and he has triumphed over any enemies.
他俾众人个个人知道话，他已经得胜咗死亡罪恶。
So, what is Paul saying to us?
今天早上保罗向我哋讲咩说话呢
？What does God want us to know from Scripture?
神要我哋喺经文里边认识乜嘢呢
？At the cross, we have victory.
在十字架上，我哋得胜了。
In the midst of an unjust suffering, in the midst of of sin being bared, that Christ took our place.
在表面睇见系好不公义嘅，喺表面睇见耶稣基督系死咗。
In the midst of hostility and persecution, a victorious message was resounded and was proclaimed.
在呢个逼迫嘅当中，在呢个凄惨嘅当中，耶稣基督得胜了。
These are the major victories.
呢个系伟大嘅胜利。
Christ is victorious over death.
耶稣基督胜过死亡。
The grave could not hold him.
个坟墓冇办法压住耶稣。
Christ is victorious over sin.
耶稣基督胜过罪恶。
Christ is mighty to save.
耶稣基督系有大能可以拯救。
Christ is also victorious over any adversaries, the demons and Satan.
耶稣基督又胜过一切的仇敌，胜过一切的魔鬼。
Christ decisively defeated the enemy.
耶稣基督就一次胜过一切的仇敌。
We know that the adversary that is Satan hates the cross.
我们知道我们的仇敌是恨恶这个十字架。
Because it represents nothing but defeat for him.
因为对他来讲实在是一个失败。
But for those who believe in Jesus Christ, we love the cross.
但是我们所已经信了耶稣基督的人，我们就很爱这个十字架。
Because it's nothing but victory for us.
因为这个就代表我们在主里面的得胜。
At the cross, because of Christ's death on the cross, our sins are completely forgiven.
在十字架上，我们的罪恶就一切被勾销。
And the enemy, the Satan, has no rightful authority over us.
撒旦就再没有在我们身上有权柄。
Today I want to ask you a question. Where do you stand when it comes to the cross?
今天早上我要问下大家，你喺十字架前面嗰个立场系乜嘢？
You either hate it or you love it.
你会好恨佢，你会好爱佢。
There is no middle ground. You either hate it or you love it.
冇话中和嘅地方，你一系就恨，一系就爱。
When you come to Jesus, you come to the cross.
你嚟到耶稣基督嘅时候，你就嚟到呢个十字架嘅面前。
I want to ask you today: Is that do you see the victory in the cross?
今天早上，你有冇看见呢个十字架嘅得胜呢？
Have you experienced the victory that only Jesus could provide?
你有冇看见呢个只有耶稣基督先至能够赐俾你嘅呢个得胜呢？
Victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the enemy.
胜过罪，胜过死亡，胜过仇敌。
If you have yet to come to victory in Christ, I encourage you to do so today.
如果你仲未经历到耶稣基督所赐俾你嘅得胜，我今天上呼吁你，经历喺主神里边嘅得胜，经历只有耶稣基督能够赐俾你嗰个得胜，经历只有耶稣基督可以赐俾你嗰个永远嘅生命。
Come to the cross. Come to Jesus.
来到十字架面前，来到耶稣的面前。
Now, for some of us who have come to Jesus,
有我哋一班人呢，已经来到神嘅耶稣嘅面前啦。
I want to ask you, how do you walk?
今天我问你，你个喺神面前嘅行脚步系如何呢？
Now, I'm not talking about walking like this.
当然，
how do you walk?
当然唔系讲话你嘅肉体嘅行路，那系你个生活系如何。
Some of you guys like to play a lot of games, don't you?
有好多人知道我好中意玩游戏。
And some of you guys get pretty excited when you win.
当你赢咗嘅时候，你就好开心啦。
You smile a lot. You raise your arms a lot.
你就会大大嘅笑容，你亦都举高你嘅手。
Some of you may go like this and say, "Hey, I won."
有啲人话恭喜恭喜，你赢咗啦。
Let me tell you this: when my family plays games.We like to win.
我哋屋企玩嘅时候咧，我哋个个都中意赢嘅。
And it's very important that I win against my kids.
我又好中意叻过我啲细蚊仔。
Because if my kids beat me, they rub it in.
如果佢哋赢咗我咧，佢哋就好骄傲嘅。
My son used to keep count how many victories he won against me.
我个仔咧已经记住咗佢赢我几多次。
And one time it got up to 100 wins.
有一次咧，佢话赢我100次。
So he likes to beat his dad.
所以咧，佢就好中意赢过佢嘅老豆。
But I notice when he wins, there's a certain demeanor about him.
佢赢咗之后咧，佢有咩嘅表现呢？
He walks with a sense of confidence.
咁佢就好似好有信心嘅。
He knows that he's got me.
佢知道佢已经叻过我啦。
And there's no stopping him.
所以咧，唔可以停止佢。
I'm asking you, are you walking like that because you have the victory in Jesus?
今天早上，你有冇经历耶稣基督所俾你嗰个得胜嗰个信心呢？
Some of us, when we walk, we got our heads down.
好多时候，我哋都觉得垂头丧气。
Some of us don't believe that we have the victory in Christ.
好多时候，我都唔相信喺耶稣基督里边得着嗰个胜利。
That we have victory over sin.
我哋系已经胜过罪恶了。
The power of sin is broken.
罪嗰个权势已经被毁坏。
The penalty of sin is no more.
罪嗰个审判已经没有了。
We can walk in victory. We can walk in faith in Christ.
我哋可以行在胜利嘅当中，我哋行在耶稣基督所俾我哋嘅信心嘅当中。
Walking in victory is understanding that we have a glorious and future hope in Christ.
我哋知道喺耶稣基督里边，我哋有光明嘅将来。
Again, some of us are looking down instead of looking up.
我哋好多时候都系垂头丧气，唔系举高我哋嘅头。
God has promised you a glorious future. It's called eternal life.
耶稣基督俾你一个美好嘅将来，就系话有永远嘅生命。
This is the ultimate victory.
呢个就系最高等嘅胜利。
And this is something that we should look forward to.
呢个就系我哋所向往嘅。
Christ has given us victory, so are we walking like we have won?
我哋神已经俾咗我哋一得胜，我哋有冇行出嚟呢？
Granted, I know that the adversary is after us.
当然，我哋嘅仇敌仍然喺度攻击我哋。
But when we're in Christ and we're walking in Christ, we got the victory.
但系如果我哋行在基督嘅里边，我哋已经能够得着佢嘅得胜。
Because Christ has defeated the adversary, He has defeated Satan.
因为耶稣基督已经胜过仇敌，佢已经胜过撒旦。
And so let me ask you this: Do you understand the victory that you have in Jesus?
今天早上你有冇明白你喺耶稣基督里边嗰个胜利呢？
When life kind of rubs you the wrong way, are you walking like a champion because you have victory in Christ?
当你行在呢个崎岖嘅道路当中，你有冇喺与主耶稣里边宣告你个得胜呢？
When you become discouraged in life, when you become despondent, when you become even depressed, do you get yourself up?
你失望嘅时候，你衰退嘅时候，你有冇勇敢嘅站起嚟呢？
Hey, I know this. There are sometimes we just want to put the blanket over our heads and stay in bed.
其实有阵时我哋灰心到一程度，我哋要将一被冚住咗我哋嘅头。
But the reason why we take the blankets off, we put our foot on the floor, we come to Sunday is because we have the victory in Christ.
但系如果我哋有耶稣基督里边嘅得胜嘅时候，我哋将呢被呢斗摆开，我哋就站起嚟嚟到教会里边宣扬耶稣基督嘅得胜。
We have the blessed hope in Christ.
我哋在与主耶稣嘅里边，我哋一个受祝福嗰个希望。
In Christ, abiding in Christ, we could bear the fruit that He intended for us, no matter what stage of life we're in.
我哋住在耶稣基督嘅里边，我哋就能够结出呢个果子，无论我哋嘅环境系如何。
And in Christ, we could glorify Him, no matter what circumstances that we are in.
在主耶稣基督的里面，我们无论经过如何的环境，我们能够在主里面宣扬我们的得胜。
Whether you feel behind in life, whether you feel ahead in life, you got the victory in Christ.
无论你是觉得你自己是走第尾或者是走最头的，你在主耶稣里面能够得胜。
Nobody has it better. We all have the victory in Christ if we believe in Jesus Christ.
如果你相信主耶稣基督的时候，你我都能够得着这个得胜。
And so I'm asking you, how do you walk?
今天早上你的行路是如何呢？
Do you walk like a champion?
你是不是好像已经是赢了的来行路呢？
Do you walk like a winner?
你是不是好像胜利者这样行路呢？
Do you walk because you have victory in Jesus?
你有没有好像是在主耶稣基督得胜的里面行路呢？
Brothers and sisters, lift up your head.
弟兄姊妹，抬起你的头来。
Honor our Lord and our God.
荣耀我们的神。
Because we have victory in Jesus.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里面有得胜。
Let's pray.
我们低头作个祷告。
Father, it's at the cross that we bow our knee.
天父，我们来到十字架面前，我们跪拜。
Because we know that your blood was shed for us.
我们知道你的罪为我，你的血为我们的罪而流。
There is no greater love than expressed and demonstrated than what has been demonstrated on the cross.
你所在十字架上所彰显的就是伟大的爱。
Father, you have, the Lord Jesus has overcome the grave.
耶稣基督已经胜过坟墓。
He has defeated his adversary.
他已经胜过他的仇敌。
He has triumphed over sin.
他胜过死亡。
And it is your glory that fills this place.
你的荣耀充满这个地方。
There is absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ.
没有一样东西能够将我们与耶稣基督的爱分隔离。
This is the victory that we have.
这个就是我们在里面的得胜。
This is why we could continue to look up.
这个就是我们能够抬头的原因。
We look up, not that we are proud of ourselves, we look up because we want to honor you.
我们抬头不是为着自己而骄傲，我们抬头是要荣耀你。
This morning I want to pray for those who have yet to experience the victory in Christ.
今天早上，如果我们当中还没有能够经历你的得胜的时候，
I pray that you consider the work of Christ that was done on the cross for them.
让你去仔细地明白耶稣基督在十字架上所为你所成全的。
Understand that Christ bore their sin.
要知道耶稣基督担当着你的罪。
Understand that Christ took your place.
耶稣基督已经代替了你。
Understand that Christ took on the wrath that was deservedly for us.
耶稣基督已经为你担当那个罪的审判。
Father, I pray that they would understand the significance of Christ.
天父，让我们大家都明白耶稣基督得胜的原则。
that they may have victory too.
让我哋在你里边亦都有得胜。
That they may find eternal life that's only found in Jesus.
让佢哋能够在主耶稣基督里边嗰个得啊永生又寻找着。
And so, Father, let us go forth from this sanctuary.
主让我哋离开呢个会堂嘅时候
，knowing that we have victory only in Christ.
只有在你里边得着胜利。
Let us rejoice and be glad.
让我哋就开心。
We pray all these things in Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
许有日有婴孩降生，人子来为要拯救罪人，令放弃天家尊贵，走入凡尘，寻找那困苦失丧羊群。谁献出性命化解仇和恨，耶稣能用爱收复裂痕，还替我担起伤痛，驱走苦困，偿清了我罪债，成就救恩。你是我神，你是得胜之神，曾以身价买赎我，将枷锁都斩破，以十字架为我牺牲。你是我神，你是得胜之君，求用尽力量赞你，荣耀和荣耀你，捧上欢呼想要你一生战胜黑暗。神应许某日有婴孩降生，人子来为要拯救罪人，令放弃天家尊贵，走入凡尘，寻找那盖棺失丧羊群。谁献出性命化解仇和恨，耶稣能用恩收复裂痕，还替我担起伤痛，驱走苦困，偿清了我罪债，成就救恩。你是我神，你是得胜之神，曾以重价买赎我，将困锁都斩破，献十字架为我牺牲。你是我神，你是得胜之君，求用尽力量赞你，全人和荣耀你，凭着爱付上了你一生，战胜黑暗。
好，请大家低头为做祈祷。亲爱的天父，我们恭敬地来到你的宝座前，真心的敬拜和赞美你，因为你是创造宇宙万有的神，你是掌管一切。我们的生活、我们的工作、我们的气息都在乎你。愿万室向你跪拜，万口向你承认，你是主，你是王。求你悦纳我们今天的敬拜和献上的金钱，求你使用这些金钱在你的圣工上，我们不配的祷告是奉耶稣圣名祈求。欢迎大家再一次在主日当中一起敬拜我们主，我们的神。请问有没有第一次来在一起有没有第一次的在我们当中敬拜神的？我右手边有没有？是不是有一位啊？好，欢迎你。 点称呼你啊？正好 ，OK， 欢迎你。仲有冇咧？我右手边系、哎、欢迎你。OK， 欢迎你。我左手边咧有冇第一次噶？我喺度欢迎 Monica 啦，啊姊妹，啊。OK， 我哋一起唱一首歌，啊，彼此祝福，好冇？因为我哋好耐冇唱过。
原主的恩惠怜爱与你同在，原主的灵常常围绕，恩典降下。赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。沿住的恩惠怜爱与你同在，沿住的灵常常围绕。恩典降下，赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。赐福与你。赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。赐福与你，赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。赐福与你，赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你，充满你。赐福与你。赐福与你，平安喜乐，天天充满你。
好，唔紧要，一阵有机会噶啦。完咗崇拜之后，我哋可以 call 喺度继续彼此问安吓。我哋有少少个家事报告吓。今日呢就是青少年主日 Youth Sunday， 在这里特别多谢的每一位的青少年工作的弟兄姊妹，我们都付出了很多时间很多心机去栽培我们下一代的小朋友，都为他们祷告，求神给他们有智慧怎样去教导我们小朋友。他们都用了不同的方法啦，藉着主日学同埋團契咧，就用咗帶領佢哋栽培佢哋，裝備佢哋喺主裏面一齊成長都為佢哋禱告。第二件事咧就係、是、Jonathan Jean， 如果你記得佢嘅話咧，就係佢係恩牧師嘅細仔今個星期咧係最後一個星期喺我哋當中，跟住咧佢就會飛到去Kentucky 嗰度去受訓啦，去讀神學咁求神都繼續俾佢有呢個智慧啦。讀神學唔係容易㗎，好難㗎咁係為佢多多祈禱。講到受訓裝備啦，係咪？咁雖然我哋冇呢個機會去到咁遠啦，但我哋喺本堂咧，下個星期咧，我哋有一個装备教大家怎样去传福音。我想问一下大家啦，传福音难不难啊？易不易啊？你讲难又不是很难，讲易又不是很容易，是不是？那怎样是有效地去将这个福音讲给人听呢？需要技术都要有些技巧的，是不是？那下个星期呢，我们很高兴呢又再次请到范文坚，中文唔咁好啊。范文坚喺我哋当中嗰度，咁佢又有星期五六会喺我哋当中度教大家点样传福音如果大家有呢个心智嘅话，即希望大家可以出席。如果想详细嘅话咧，可以问西门弟兄好，系报告系咁多请大家起立，我哋唱一颂，唱三一颂，结束我哋今日做。
凡赞美之名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿门阿门阿门阿门。
Now may the peace of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now, forever and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
请大家请坐麦土以后参加主日学。